Hi everybody, welcome to Self-Care and Beauty 101. I'm Fiona and I would like to invite you on a journey through self-care and beauty tips. So this podcast is about how to give yourself better self-care, and it's also about beauty. Basically, tips, tricks to lead you to feel good about what you look like. Also, so you can stop and think when you're at the beauty store, will this be good for my skin or will it just not do anything because I might not need it? So I have this special book with special recipes where you can make homemade remedies. I will sometimes give you recipes that I think might come in handy, like a mix for oily skin or dry skin or like patchy face. You know how sometimes when we go to the beach, your hair gets really wavy and awesome and it just feels wonderful? So here's the recipe. First, you will need a spray bottle, water, and 1 tablespoon of salt. Then you mix it all together into the spray bottle. Make sure that you do not use it too much, like once every week. For me,
Hi guys, welcome to Self-Care and Beauty 101.
Bienvenido a Autocuidado y Belleza 101. Bienvenido a Autocuidado.
Bienvenue aux soins personnels et à la beauté 101.
Bem-vindo ao Autocuidado e Beleza 101.
Bine ați venit la îngrijirea personală și frumusețea 101.
Kişisel bakım ve güzellik 101'e hoş geldiniz.
欢迎来到自我顾虑与美容101.
Добро пожаловать на сайт по уходу за собой и красоте 101.
ברוכים הבאים לטיפוח עצמי ויופי 101. ברוכים הבאים.
Καλώς ορίσατε στο Self-Care and Beauty 101.
I really hope you enjoy this.
So, Emily, tell me, what do you think is the best product for dry skin?
Wow, so that's a hard question. It really depends on like what your skin works for. But I think for me, when I have dry skin, I really like the Kiehl's moisturizers. Kiehl's is really amazing. I also,
Yeah, I think Kiehl's. What would you think for sensitive skin?
Ooh, okay. So for a cleanser, I would really recommend CeraVe's and Cetaphil and Bubble and Youth to the People. I also really like Kiehl's again.
Okay, so good. So what do you think is the best way to give yourself self-care? Like relaxing and pampering yourself or hanging out with people you love and doing what you love?
Okay, so I think it depends on the day really, but when I really like to relax, I think I would love to have like a little nestus night with the people I love, and we would all be wearing some face masks and comfy pajamas. And then just relaxing, with not wondering or worrying about anything.
So basically, one way to give yourself self-care is to have like a nice spa date where you forget about your worries and you can just live in the moment. Next question is, what do you think is the best lip products for little kids?
For little kids? Like, okay, so like what age?
Like, not little kids, like teens and tweens.
Okay, so for me, this is really basic, but I love Aquaphor or Vaseline. But if you're going for a little something more fancy or like boutique, I would say Laneige. I love Laneige. I would say Summer Fridays, so good. For pretty much lip, it doesn't matter which age, unless it's like anti-aging, retinol, but most aren't like that. So I would really say anything but just check the back. But I really like Laneige and Summer Fridays.
So is Laneige and some good for adults too?
Oh yeah, like it. So for all ages.
Okay. What do you think is the best body wash that is also kid friendly?
Okay. So I love the Monday body wash. It's very good for all skin types. Off skin types, and then I really like the Dove body wash. It's really underrated, but it's really good.
kind of like the dove, like. Oh, and Sol de Janeiro.
Oh, yeah.
The 62 body wash is very good.
Okay. What do you think about the glow recipe dewdrops? Is it good for like moisturizing and stuff, or do you just use it for like?
And then I really like the Dove body wash. It's really underrated, but it's really good.
Kind of like the Dove, like.
Oh, and Sol de Janeiro.
Oh, yeah.
The 62 body wash is very good.
Okay. What do you think about the glow recipe dewdrops? Is it good for like moisturizing and stuff, or do you just use it for like for fun? Or is it good for dry and oily skin?
Okay. So the thing about glow recipe dewdrops, so it's not for all ages. For like younger kids, I would say that's a no. But maybe for like teens and tweens,
yeah.
For me, it's that hasn't done any damage or anything. It's improved my skin. So I think, and I would also use it. I like to use it to make my skin glow. It hydrates your skin if it's dry, and it's really nice. So,
okay. What do you think are the best skincare and beauty products? Sephora, say.
Like, what do you need?
Like, the best skincare and beauty products that you would say are,
In what category? Like,
lips,
eyes.
For beauty, I would say, like, mascara. And for skincare, like, moisturizing.
Okay. So, for mascara, I would probably say this is one of my go-tos. I really like the Tower 28 mascara. I also love the Ilia mascara. The Ilia mascara is so good. I also like, this might not be at Sephora, but I like the Telescopic mascara. And then, yeah, and the Sephora Beauty mascara.
Okay, and for skincare?
Skincare. Okay, I have to say it again, the Kiehl's Moisturizer. I also really love Bubble Slam Dunk Moisturizer and Cloud Surf, but Level Up isn't so much for me. I think it's a little too sticky for my skin. I also, just to add in there, I love Mario Badescu. I think so nice.
Okay, in your opinion, what is the best way to wash your face? Like with a face wash and like micellar water, or spraying your face with like water and then rubbing soap on it? What do you think is better for your skin?
Okay, so if you were to cleanse your face, I'd say you can. I don't think. So if you had makeup on, yes, take it off. Or you can do it both ways. Like take off your makeup and then splash water on your face, put some like your cleanser in your hand, and then you rub it on your face, some more water, wash it off, like wipe it off. Or you could just put water on your face and then add in your cleanser, and then your mascara and like makeup will all be drifting and stuff, and then you can take it off. But for me, I'd rather take off my mascara and stuff before, because I think it's better for my skin and for most other people's skin. Because if your mascara gets in your eye when you, like, cleanse your face, that's not fine.
Last question is, so, for, it's about hair. What do you think would be better? So if you, like, don't have time to take a shower, but you, like, your hair is getting really oily at the top, would you just take a shower and risk being late for school or work? Or would you use dry shampoo? Because I don't know, is dry shampoo good for your hair, or is it not so good, but it still works?
Okay, so dry shampoo, I think it depends which one you use. I really like the Monday dry shampoo. But I think if you shower quickly, then you could do that. So dry shampoo, if you don't use it every single day, oh yeah, use it. But I don't know, it can't really damage your hair. But, yeah, just
Don't use it every single day.
Okay. So, thank you for coming to my show. I hope that you listeners learn some stuff and that you will be able to use some of this. Hi, everybody. So we have some reviews of products that we heard about with Amelie. So I looked up all of the reviews so I can give you guys the most accurate information. I'm giving you the reviews of some of the things that we talked about. The Sol de Janeiro perfumes and cream review. Most people give the Bum Bum cream and perfume 5.5 stars. Day Dry Shampoo Mini Fairy Wester Volumizing review. Most people gave it 4 or 4.5 stars. Tower 28 Mascara review. The majority of people gave it 4 stars. For the Kiehl's Creme de Corps lotion review, 5.5 stars. Me, personally, I give 5 stars. I love it so much. Glow Recipe Watermelon Dewdrops review, 5.5 stars. Garnier Micellar Water review, 5.5 stars. Personally, I give it 5 out of 5. It is so awesome. Also, if you're wondering if it's just one specific kind, I searched up all of them and they all have the same review. Bubbles Hair Care review, 5 stars for all of the moisturizers. Youth to the People Camel Green Tea Spinach Vitamins Body Cleanser. So, I got a dermatologist review from the internet and they gave 5 5.5 stars. Monday Body Wash review, 4, 5, and 5.5 stars. Manege, 5 and 5.5 stars. Summer Fridays review, 5 and 5.5 stars. Hi guys. So I have an interview with my friend Bianca, and she's gonna tell us about self-care and what it means. So let's get started. What does self-care mean? What does self-care mean to you?
Self-care means to me that I'm, like, taking care of my body and, like, being active and, like moisturizing my legs and everything in my body.
What do you think about calming bath salts? Do they help you calm down?
Yes, they do. Because when the bath salts go into the water, it makes a sound, like a sizzling noise. And that, like, is very calming for me. And also the bath salts, if I move around a little bit, it, like, gives me sort of like a little massage on my legs.
Perfect. What is the brand of bath bombs that you would recommend?
I recommend the brand Lush. It's really good.
Awesome. I love that brand too. Do you think that being active is a form of self-care?
Yes, because being active for your body would mean like doing yoga and stretching and like running and stuff is really good.
Would you say that doing a spa on yourself is another form of self-care?
I would say yes, because like if you do a spa on yourself, you would be like, I usually put like Aquaphor stuff on my legs and it's like usually like it's really good. And I usually just like give my like feet massages and I get massage my arms and everything.
Awesome. Do you think that using a guided journal can be a form of self-care?
I would say yes, because sometimes when I'm angry or like mad, usually, like, if I write stuff down for some reason, it usually makes me feel, like, calm down, and it really works.
Last question. In this question, we are going to talk about self-care boxes. Self-care boxes come with things that you need to help yourself give yourself better self-care, and, yeah, they're really awesome. So,
Hi, guys. So we are back from that wonderful interview. I hope that you learned some tips. So I have some self-care tips. The first one is to take time, like an hour or 30 minutes, just to let yourself relax and think about everything that happened today. Next, on weekends, you could have a spa day for yourself. Do a face mask, cucumbers on your eyes, take a bath with calming salts. Doesn't that all just sound so wonderful? Maybe even take a nap once in a while. Always make sure that you get at least 11 hours of sleep on weekdays so that you can be happy all day and not tired. The meaning of self-care. Most self-care activities are usually focused on mental, physical well-being. You could consider items for relaxation as aromatherapy, products with scents such as lavender or vanilla, or you could do bath products such as personalized bath salts. One way to improve mental health is to think about guided journals or meditation apps or books on mindfulness. Some products for physical health might include fitness, hydration, or personal hygiene. You can also explore self-care subscription boxes that will deliver a curated selection of some wellness items.
Hello, I'm Fiona, and I have here with me my mom, Adrian. So she's going to give us her professional advice. So,
thanks for having me on the show, Fiona.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your favorite way to give yourself self-care?
I love it when you and Evelyn give me a spa day.
What is the best sunscreen for kids, but is still GRRRK?
I like Blue Lizard for children and adults. It's really strong, SPF 50, and mineral-based, so there's no chemical irritation. So there's no chemical irritants for sensitive skin.
What is the best sunscreen for darker skin tones?
Some of the mineral ones do come in what they call a clear, or you can get a tinted one, so it wouldn't show up white on darker skin.
What do you think is the best brand of SPF swimsuits?
For children, Hannah Anderson makes great ones. They're all SPF 50. And for adults, I get mine at Coolibar. Coolibar.
What do you think is the best deodorant that is antiperspirant free and is also kid friendly?
We're still working to find the best one. We tried Kopari, which seemed like it stopped working for us, but I like that it was aluminum free. I like the Crystal roll-on, and now we're trying Native and Dove.
Cool. How many times a day should you reapply sunscreen if you're at the beach?
Every 2 hours, ideally. And if you've been swimming and you towel up, then you need to do it then, even if it hasn't been 2 hours.
Okay, now we have a topic switch.
Okay.
What do you think is the best hair products for curly hair?
Curly hair usually needs lots of moisture, so anything that's hydrating and doesn't have alcohol denatured in it is good. And maybe some sort of grooming cream or a detangler after the shower and conditioner. We use Fairy Tale brand here in our house.
Should we put SPF in our hair?
You can. They do sell it. You can do a Google search for it or look at Sephora.
What is that?
Wait. You have to be careful in the sun if you have color treated hair. The sun or chlorine from a pool or salt from the ocean will fade it.
Oh. What do you think are the best products for straight hair?
Straight hair is easy. It usually doesn't need a lot of products. For children, I like Fairy Tales. It's free of all the major harmful chemicals like phthalates, parabens, and sulfates.
What is a healthy amount of another topic switch. What is a healthy amount of screen time for each day?
Well, for children 2 and under, 0. And after that, half an hour would be good. Half an hour or less.
Okay. So, I have some more questions.
Okay.
This one is about beauty. Do you think that wearing lip gloss over your lipstick will make the lipstick come off?
It can, but if you use a lip stain and let it dry, it's probably set in there and the gloss won't smudge.
Good. Now, this is a question that most people are wondering. How many times would you say to take a shower each week?
I guess it depends what you're up to. If you're busy and sweating and active every day, for sure. In the winter, maybe every other day would be okay. Well, it's important to keep the water not too hot so you don't dry out your skin and your hair. And it's better if you don't wash your face in the shower because that water is usually too hot for your face.
Now, I have a question on personal hygiene. What do you think is the best face wash for oily skin?
Something gentle. Cetaphil is good. Most dermatologists recommend that.
Okay. Would you say that using mineral sunscreen is better for lighter skin tones? Or would you still use a clear unseen sunscreen?
My children like Goop, Super Goop Unseen for their faces, but they have darker skin, so everywhere else, I like the mineral. It's less irritating to skin, but it can look a little bit white when it goes on. So if you get a spray one, maybe you can just spray it till your skin glistens and then rub it in, and that's how you know you have enough. You should always use a full shot glass amount of sunblock over your whole body. That's a good rule of thumb so that you know you have enough. Like you're just doing your face, maybe the size of a quarter.
Oh, that's good info. So, last question. If you had to choose one skincare product for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I'd choose two. I would choose sunblock and retinol. Retinol is the only thing that's ever been proven in a randomized double-blind kind of little trial to reduce wrinkles and pores and sunspots and freckles that make skin look younger. And sunblock, of course, every day. It keeps your skin from having wrinkles and freckles and sunspots.
Good to know. Okay, thank you. This is the Oil Away Cleanser. What you need. You need 2 tablespoons of coconut oil. Okay, guys,